Okay, so I'm hoping that everybody has now got something that looks more or less like this in front of them. And what I'd love you to do is just hold it in your hand so that you can look at it. And we're going to think together about what a Christingle can represent. And the first thing that we had that we took together, okay, you're going to tell me what it represents. What does the orange represent, do you think? Don't tell me everything. That's just settled for okay. The orange represents the world. And when we look at the orange, therefore, we're to remember that God has made the whole world. That's the thing that Christians believe, that everything started with God spoke and matter. The stuff that makes the world, makes the universe, that came into being. We don't understand how that process happened, but Christians just say, behind it is God. Behind it is a force, a mind, something that has created that. And that's the starting point for all the Christian faith. And, yeah, human beings, in many ways, we look around the world and we see, just as the orange is beautiful, and those of us that like oranges think they're delicious, we can look around and we can see that the world is fantastic. There are amazing mountains and seas and lakes and rivers and sunsets and sunrises and animals and all sorts of things that are really absolutely fabulous in the world that God has made. And the Bible tells us right at the beginning of the book of Genesis that when God made the world, he said, it's very good. It is good. And then we've got the four cocktail sticks with different sweets and fruit on them. And that just reminds us that God blesses us with all sorts of different material things. He gives us food. I suspect that there is no one in this room today who has had to go hungry for a meal this year because you didn't have any food. In this country in particular, we are really, really blessed that some of us, you know, we might not have as much food as we wanted, but most of us have more than enough. And again, we just want to say thank you to God for all the good gifts that he gives to us. And so as we're looking at the orange and looking at the Christingle, you can think that God made the whole world and it's beautiful and we want to say thank you. And then God provides the four seasons. What are the four seasons? What have you got? Winter is one of them. Someone who hasn't answered a question yet this morning? Autumn. Winter, autumn, we're going backwards. What do we get?
Summer
and?
Spring.
Okay, so we've got four sticks, just reminding us that God is faithful all the year round. Different things grow at different times. He's blessed us in the West with electricity and fridges and things so that we can keep our food and store it and have plenty all the year round. He gives us all sorts of material blessings, and we want to say thank you to God for that. And then we want to say that the part of the problem is that we don't really know how to look after the world. If you look round, we see that people are fighting, and we've grabbed so much of the world's resources that we've made a mess of it in many ways, and we really don't know how to live and how to live together and how to look after the world properly. And what God has done is that he says he still loves us, even though we have not really wanted to recognize our Creator and follow his ways. He does still love us, and he has sent the Lord Jesus to come, and this is what the candle represents. He sent the Lord Jesus to come and to be what is described as the light of the world. Now, today, in this church in particular, it's nice and bright, and we can see exactly where we're going. But if you're out in the dark and there's absolutely no light, then we fall over and we bump into things and we hurt ourselves. We can't see which way to go. So this wonderful picture of what the Lord Jesus is, that he is the one who is the light of the world. He shows the way. And what God says is, I've loved you enough, not only just to give you the world and all the blessings of the world, but I've given you the Lord Jesus to show you the way to live. And Christians, again, would say that the more we look at the Lord Jesus and the more we understand what he wants and how he wants us to live, the better we live our lives as citizens. But again, we know that even though we've had 2,000 years since the Lord Jesus came, we still make a mess of the world. Because we know that even though Jesus tells us to love one another, to love people who don't love us, to be respectful of people, to be kind, to be compassionate, to tell the truth, all sorts of things, to honor God first and foremost in our lives. We know that when it comes to ordinary life, we do quite a lot of things of saying, well, stuff it, God. I know you've told me that I'm to live that way, but I'm over here and I'm going to do my thing in my place and I'm going to do my stuff. And actually, that's just rebellion against God. And the amazing thing about the Christian faith is that God still loves us despite the fact that we rebel against him. And he loved us enough, not only did Jesus come to be the light of the world, but he came in order to take the punishment that my rebellion against God deserved, that your rebellion against God deserved. Because God is holy, holy, holy. He can't just ignore our sin and our rebellion. But what he has done is that he gave Jesus to die on the cross, taking the punishment our sin deserved. And that is such a mark of his love. And we remember that when we look at the red ribbon that is right round the world. Jesus' love, in a sense, goes all the way round the world. And that's what we remember when we put the ribbon right round. And it's red because he really did have to shed his blood and he really did have to die on the cross, so that we could be forgiven. So that when we come to God, and you imagine, as it were, God, we approach him and he says, why should I let you into my heaven? And an awful lot of people would say, well, because I've tried to be good and because I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. The Christian knows that however hard we've tried to be good, we can't really be perfect, and God's standard is perfection. So the Christian says, you should let me into your heaven because Jesus died for me. And we can begin to enjoy that relationship with God, that intimacy with him, today. We don't need to wait until we die. We actually can begin to say, look, I want to have God as my friend, my saviour, my Lord, my King, my brother. And if we turn to Jesus and say, that's what I want, then he promises that he will begin to come into our lives by the Holy Spirit, begin to transform us, begin to change us. But from the moment that we say yes, please, to Jesus, he accepts us, messy though we are, and begins that transformation process. We hand ourselves to him so that he owns us, and we in that sense we submit to him and surrender to him. But he is loving towards us and accepts us as we are. And he loves us so much, he's not going to leave us in the messy rebellion that we have. He's going to transform us and take us forward to become more and more and more the people that he redeemed us to be. So there's a lot to remember as we look at a Christingle. God made the whole world. He gave us all the material blessings of the world and the four seasons. He loved the world enough to give the Lord Jesus to be the light of the world, that we could follow him. And more than that, he gives the Lord Jesus to take the punishment that our rebellion against God deserved, so that we can be friends with him now in this life and for always in eternity. And that is just a fantastic thing that we can remember. Now we're going to have a moment when we're going to be able to light the Christingles. And so what I'm going to do is to light mine here, and then I'm going to ask adults who are sitting on the inside of the tables to come and light your candle from this candle. And then when you've taken your candle back, will you carefully make sure that everybody has a chance to have their candle alight, remembering that we believe that Jesus is the light of the world. So if I light this one, and then I'd like to have, let's go for Abby, would you like to come? And Tina, would you like to come? And Morgan, would you like to come? And Katie, would you like to come? And Gennett, would you like to come? And Linda, would you like to come? And light your candle from this candle. And then take your candle back and make sure that everybody has their candles alight.